Ladies and gentlemen, here are the winners of this year's Radio Oscar Awards. Unanimously voted the most handsome brute on radio, John Otto Cleese.
Well, that's a surprise.
For his performance as Othello, the award for the best exploding newsreader, Tim Brooke Taylor.
He's fantastic.
The Joan Shark Bowl for best performance as the voice of King Edward the Banana Best School Kingston upon Volga, Joe Kendall. Special posthumous award for underwater singing, Bill Oddie. And finally, the Golden Vulture Award for the propagation of British ferrets above and beyond the call of duty. I'm sorry, I'll read that again.
Yes, all the way from Waterloo Station, the Angus Prune Tune brings to the microphone the winners of the Angus Prune Award for bravery. Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddie. And here is the voice of them all, the holder of the heartthrob of the nation, Pink Rose, John Otto Cleese.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present International Cabaret. And it's good evening to this truly international audience.
Guten Abend.
Bonjour.
Good evening, everybody.
This is the show with acts in so many languages, nobody knows what's going on. And we open with a big, big surprise. Last week, we had Count Otto O'Reilly and his six performing seals. So now, tonight... The seventh seal.
Very funny Swedish joke.
And now for our first spot, it's most appropriate that with a show coming from Paris, we should have something for both the German and English parts of the audience. So here they are, a truly international comedy team, Fortescue and Fritz.
Guten Abend, guten Abend, guten Abend. Meine Herren und Damen, ich sage. Die Handgepäckaufbewahrung ist einiges Schluss gegangen in die Welt, hast die hinunter obergroßen Führer viele Nacht ausgeschlüpft.
Hey, thank you, I'll have half a bitter.
I'll have...
But seriously, Fritz, your dog bit me today.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, aber mein Hund hat keine Zähne hat.
Nobody can give a very nasty suck.
Hey, aber warum ist es, Meistersinger rauchen kann, wenn Frau Wohlstreng niemals seine Frühstück gegessen hat?
No, what is the difference between an elephant and a letterbox?
Eine Katze von Mittelstorf. Eine Katze von Mittelstorf ist und so weiter, ist nicht so klein wie ein Doppelüdelstraf der vierten Nachterpittens.
And before we go, we'd like to sing a little song entitled...
Alle die Juten, die jungen Juten, die Mittelachter Juten und die älteren Juten in der Schneegebieter West. Alles, sie müssen ausgespült, nein, wir graben sie in des Türstürmen des Welt. Krieg an die Welt, der Gästen, Mittel-Deutschland.
Oh. Don't boil your granny in the bathtub, she...
You must stink.
And now, all the way from Athens, here's Zorba the Creep with some real... folk melody in the authentic Greek style.
I saw him on Ilclymore Batat. Where has the basic title been? Where has the basic title been? On Ilclymore Batat, on Ilclymore Batat, on Ilclymore Batat.
And so it's good night from another international cabaret. Next week, Sheikh Wadi Ben Ahmed will be singing some Scottish folk songs.
I love a lassie.
We'll be welcoming three Chinese ventriloquists from Latvia. And top of the bill will be Vladimir Chin with his singing ferrets.
one in the room.
Oh.
Well, do something.
All right. I'll go to sleep.
No, John. Oh, John, why are you such a coward? You were even frightened of that moth last night.
I killed it.
Yes, John, but most people would have killed it with a newspaper, not by pushing a wardrobe over on it. Did you hear that? Find out who it is.
Who is it? Who's there?
Who's where?
There, where you are.
Ah, it's only me.
Oh, it's only him.
Only who?
Excuse my asking, but who are you only?
I'm the man from the gas board.
John, he's lying. He's a burglar.
Well, over here, we both think you're a burglar.
Well, I'm only an amateur burglar. I don't steal things.
Why not?
Well, then I'd be a professional and lose my place in the British Olympic burgling team.
Oh, that's all right.
Switch on the light.
I'll switch on the light.
No, don't do that!
Why not?
I haven't got any clothes on.
Why not?
I took them off so I wouldn't wake you up.
Ask him where he is.
Where are you?
I'm in bed with you.
What are you doing in our bed?
I got cold without my clothes on.
Now, you get out of our bed, you naked man, or I'll report you to the Amateur Athletic Association.
Well, you three keep quiet. We're trying to get some sleep around here.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's we?
We're the Scottish team.
All you teams are to get out of my bedroom immediately. Do you hear me? On your marks. You know, Mary, we're going to have to get the front door fixed. As you may know, I'm sorry I'll read that again, with its high content of literate and cerebral humour, has gained a not inconsiderable following among the intelligentsia.
What does that mean?
For sure. In fact, only last week we had a letter from two of our listeners asking if they could come along to the show and do a rather humorous little skit that they dashed off in their spare moments. And always eager to exploit new talents, we accepted their offer. And so, here are Sir Timothy Trimcandle.
Good evening.
And Professor Edward Plunkety, Fleetwood Robinson Jones, Ferret Ferret, Todd Mincing, Brown, Coarse Farthing, Thistlewick Catamol Pood.
No, that's not quite right.
I'm sorry, I misread that. It should be Professor Edward Smith.
How do you do? Shall we start?
Please go right ahead.
Right-ho. Ready, Timmy?
Raring to go. Raring to go.
Right. Well, off we go, then. Knock, knock.
Pardon?
I was just setting the scene.
Oh, I see.
Right. Well, let's start.
Watch a cock here. I am...
Knock, knock.
What are you doing?
I was going knock, knock.
We've just done that bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were starting again.
No, that's all right. You just start off by saying knock, knock. And then...
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock, yes. And then I'll say, watch a cock here. I am a pawn.
That's right.
I've just started.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Perfectly
sorry.
All right.
Fine.
Perfectly all right.
Right.
Now then, watch her, cock. Mm-hmm. I am a poor, impoverished writer by the name of William Shakespeare, and I have here some plays which I have written.
Don't you think we should have established the fact that this skit takes place in 1500 and...
Oh, yes, good point,
don't you think
Teddy.
We should have done
Teddy, good point. Mm-hmm. Watch her, cocky. I am a poor, impoverished 16th century writer by the name of William Shakespeare, and I have here some plays.
Which I have written.
I don't think we really need to do that bit again, do you?
No, quite right, Teddy.
I don't think we do. No, go on, Teddy.
Knock, knock.
Not that bit.
Oh. How do you do? I am a well-known literary agent.
16th.
Yes. Oh, sorry, yes. Well-known 16th century literary agent.
16th century.
16th, yes. Good.
Yes, 16th.
Well, let me see your plays.
Which I have written. I decided to put that in again after all.
Yes, very wise. Very wise, I think, in the...
long term.
In the long term, yes.
Well, here are the 16th century plays I have written. They are called Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, King Lear, Macbeth, and Twelfth Night.
My word, Mr. Shakespeare, you certainly know your bacon.
Ha, ha, ha. That didn't go too well, Teddy.
Didn't go too well, did it?
Sticky audience, I think, Teddy.
Sticky audience?
Yes, never mind. Perhaps they'll laugh at the other jokes.
There aren't any other jokes, Teddy.
Well, we'd better do that one again, then.
Go on. Knock, knock.
No, not that. The last bit.
No, the last bit, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, Mr. Shakespeare.
Hello.
You certainly... Well, Mr. Shakespeare, you certainly know your bacon.
Not much better.
Perhaps we should have established that it was late 16th century,
perhaps,
do you think?
Sure, yeah. Let's press on with the rest of the skit, eh?
Righto.
Yeah.
It's my turn, isn't it?
I think it is your
turn. Yes, well, here goes. Well, goodbye, Mr. Shakespeare.
Goodbye.
Is that all there is? Seems a bit short, doesn't it?
Yes, it looked much longer on paper.
Much longer, yes.
On paper.
Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. That was a real pleasure.
Do we get the part?
No, I'm afraid not. What we were really looking for was a skink impersonator.
It is the... the deep purple of evening. The sun is slowly sinking.
Help, I'm sinking.
The south breeze wafts the magnolia.
Waft, waft.
An old cotton-picking and restless body rocks the cradle of his chocolate piccaninny and softly croons a soulful lullaby.
Wow! Now, baby, hush now. Little baby, now go to sleep. Go to sleep. Now don't you hear me? The Sandman calling. I go to sleep. Yes, go to sleep. The shadows fall. The sun goes down. So drift away. Don't make a sound. Oh, hush now, my little baby. Just go to sleep, yeah. Now go to sleep, yeah. While all the neighbors are in bed. So don't you cry. Now don't you cry. Just you rest your sleepy head. I'm gonna cry. No, don't you cry. I'll rock you cradle all the night. Oh, hush, my darling. Be quiet. I will sing you a little baby. A lullaby, yeah.
A lullaby, yeah.
Sing your lullaby, quick.
Off you go now. Goodbye, boys. Listen to the nice music.
Your eyes. Shut them! I'm gonna hit you! I'm sorry, I'll sing you a nice sleepy song. Alright, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Alright, here we go then. Oh, he's asleep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Curse of the Flying Wombat. Last week, and you may remember the week before, but you've probably forgotten that at the end of last week's episode, Tim Brown Windsor and his fiancée Fiona Rabbit Vacuum were having a quiet swim in the limpid waters. or a quiet limb in the swimmid waters of the Indian Ocean.
Excuse me, but how do you know it's the Indian Ocean?
I can see Nepal.
What's happened to him?
Well, you know what they say, see Nepal and die.
That's an appalling joke.
Anyway, all of a sudden, Captain Cleese sighted sharks.
I say, look out, sharks! Help! Help! Look out, sharks!
Help! Help! Sharks! Help!
No, no, I'm sorry, they're herrings.
Well, what on earth made you say they were sharks?
Well, I was confused by the way they were all dancing around singing Nellie Dean.
You're not going to say they were pickled herrings?
Not with this audience, no.
In a moment, the whole party was on the scene. Lady Constance, Maisie Robinson, the international temptress, Colonel Clutch Feathering Hall.
And Grimbling.
Noseburn, the great white hunter, Wong, the supply keeper, and his brother Wong, too.
And Grimbling.
Little did they know that while their backs were turned, the mysterious Casey O'Sullivan and his henchman Masha Wilkins were busy plotting.
And Grimbling.
Suddenly, the two blackguards soared through the piece of string connecting the jetty to the mainland, and it floated away. 10 souls adrift on a floating desert mainland. Captain Cleese knew exactly what to say.
We're in trouble.
You're right, Captain. Look at us. We've all turned dark red.
Yes, we're marooned. But we must get under control. Now, has anyone here driven a mainland before?
I used to have a Land Rover.
Well, how did it go? That's a Jeep joke. Now, you three go over and sit on the edge and row us along. And Grimbling, you too. Take a paddle.
Quick, look, steer to the left.
So there is.
Silly old cow.
Did somebody call?
So on they drifted, lazing their days away.
Lay.
On through the Tropic of Cancer. Lady Chatterley's lover, Fanny Hill. But after 6 weeks, they still weren't getting anywhere.
They're not reading them properly, are they? Captain, Captain, quick, look, there's a bottle floating in the water.
What does it say?
It says, just a minute. As it says, bottle in Scotland.
Suddenly, Tim Brown Windsor noticed something in the sand.
I say, look, everybody, something in the sand.
Well, start digging.
Oh, yeah, baby. Boop, boopy, ski, bam, ski, bar, cool,
no,
man, dig, dig.
No, 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 no. In the sand.
Oh, yes, I've hit something. There's something buried here.
Well, dig it out.
Here we are. It's a small boat.
Oh, I dug out canoe.
You're right. And look, there are two sinister Eastern gentlemen in it.
What on earth were they doing down
there? We belong to an underground movement.
Oh, it sucks. It's the notorious Arabian alcoholic. Must have a pint. And his friend. The Syrian bookie, Ali.
Ali what?
Ali
tend to win the field.
And there's a woman with them.
Ah, is this the woman you were pleased to call your wife?
No.
You mean you're not married?
I'm not pleased. Come here. You can have her for a song.
Oh, very well.
The moon is a meme.
What's that old bag you've got there?
He says it's his wife.
Well, open it up and see.
I'm frightened.
Listen, there's something singing in there.
I know that voice anywhere.
Who is it, Lady Constance?
It's Flossie, my twin sister.
We would like to mention at this point that Mr. Brooke Taylor is playing not only Tim Brown Windsor, but both his aunts as well. Lady Constance de Coverlet.
Flossie.
And her sister Flossie.
Constance.
If you have any complaints, please write to Tim Brooke Taylor, enclosing a stamped addressed vulture.
Now, dear boy.
Yes?
Don't interrupt. Introduce me to your friends.
Okay, Captain Cleese, this is my aunt's twin sister Flossie.
How do you do? My word, aren't they a splendid pair?
So glad you noticed.
Me, madam. You aren't by any chance Hurricane Flossie, the vaudeville vamp.
Oh, yes, sir.
You mean you were on the board?
Frequently. I used to impersonate all the famous women of my day. Sarah Bernhardt, Marjorie Hatchfield, Ethel Spriggs. I used to get up on the stage and take them all off.
What an act that was, yeah.
Excuse me, Lady Constance. Tea's ready. The hen's laid two nice eggs and I've laid the table. And later you're all invited for an Indian meal and a booze up.
Ah, a curry with a binge on top.
What is it, Nosebone? Yes, it's nice to see you.
Oh, grief, here we go again. We would like to mention at this point that Mr. Oddy is playing both Nosebone the Great White Hunter and Grimbling the Boring Old Butler. Look, why don't I ever get any interesting parts? Anyway, I'm fed up with it.
Look, over there. There's a gentleman coming across the sand. He says he's an out-of-work rabbi from Cairo, born of Lithuanian parents, brought up in Germany, learnt English from an Irishman and educated in Bangkok. He says he's known to his friends as a nuke of the north, and he'll be played by David Hatch.
Right. What? Oh, no, I'm not playing him.
Look, here he is, Bwana.
You'll have to. Oh?
Hello, Nanook. Welcome to our beach.
Oh, Wiedersehen and Begorra, Cobbles. Oh, awfully nice to see you, my little darlings. Hallelujah. And as we say at the London School of Economics, to the lot of you. I have, you see, a gun with live ammunition. I also have a sore throat. Make one artificial move, and my goodness gracious me, I shall shoot you. And that goes for you too, Fräulein, baby doll.
What do you mean by this?
I wish I knew.
But what are you going to do with us?
I'm taking you all into slavery. I'm taking you to Baghdad.
Help!
Move along there, covers. One size, swat. Vamoose! By golly, it does you good.
Why are you taking us to Baghdad?
I'm going to sell you to the caliphs, who were, incidentally, born in Kent.
Kent?
Yes, they're the white caliphs of Dover!
Are they to be sold into slavery? As they are led away by the sinister Nanook of the North, played by David Hatch, one thought must be uppermost in everyone's mind.
What a lousy accent.
Can they escape before they reach Baghdad?
Why does Humphrey Barclay suddenly look so old?
Will you be listening next week?
Are you listening now?
And now, here are details of the Bonzo Angus Prune experiment. During the next 6 days, Angus Prune will be travelling to all parts of the British Isles, hoping to meet his many fans. He wants to see how much ground he can cover, and also how many people recognise him. If you think you've spotted him, you should hop up to him and say, in a Latvian accent, with a slight lisp, "You are Angus Prune. I claim a free gift." If he's the real Prune, he will give you a voucher. A gift voucher. Right then, it's spot the Prune. If you think you've seen him, write and tell us exactly where you saw him, at what time, on what day, also what he was wearing, what he looked like, and exactly what he was doing. Send your cards, only postcards, please, to Humphrey Barclay. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. BBC, London, W1. To reach him not later than 10:15, please, because he goes to bed around then. Oh, and by the way, the gift voucher is absolutely worthless, but it will play havoc with a neighbour's cat. So, good pruning. Once again, the Angus Prune tune brings to an end, I'm sorry I'll read it again, which was written this week by Graham Chapman, Graham Garden, Eric Idle and Bill Oddie. And you can blame him too for the songs. The voices you heard belong to Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bill Oddie. The music was played by Dave Lee, and the whole show was produced by Humphrey Barclay, the well-known white elephant. Tune in to Prune at the same time again next week to hear the voice of Radio Chin tell you,
it's I'm sorry I'll read that again. Again. No.
My name is Dave.